Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up, friends? This is Dave. Today, we're going to talk about the power of the mastermind. One of my favorite inspirational, motivational, educational mentors of all time was a guy named Jim Rohn. And he was actually the guy that was pretty much the precursor to Tony Robbins, because Tony Robbins worked for Jim Rohn for years, selling his seminars and his resources and stuff like that. But what Jim Rohn said, and his last name is R-O-H-N, Rohn, Jim Rohn, he said, you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with, which is true in many regards, right? If you're spending time with a peer group that is not doing wonderful things, then you are probably also likely to not be doing wonderful things. If you're spending time with a group of people that is doing amazing things, then there's a pretty good chance that just by you catching some of the draft or holding onto their coattails, that you're bound to probably do something really awesome. The good news is that you can decide who you want to hang out with, right? When you're little, you don't think about that a whole lot. But as you get older, you start to discover there are people who are actually energy suckers, and there are people who actually add a lot of love and light to the room, right? And so you start to avoid the energy suckers, and you are drawn towards the people that have the love and the light and the things like that. So that gets us to the mastermind concept, because the mastermind concept is a very, very specific way for you to get smart about the people that you hang around with. And this mastermind principle was really popularized in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And in the book it says, and I quote, a mastermind is the coordination of knowledge and effort between two or more people who work towards a definite purpose in a spirit of harmony. No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third, invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind, also known as the mastermind, end quote. So the mastermind concept has been around for a really long time. There's lots of ways for you to leverage the power of a mastermind. And the format of the masterminds that I've been a part of anyway can be very different. So really what it is it's a group of people, usually 12 to 20, 20 is probably getting on the upper side, of people who come together for a common goal or a purpose to help each other with their business or their lives or whatever it might be. And oftentimes there's a common theme, or maybe people come from similar businesses, or maybe they're studying a specific book or some content or something like that, or maybe it's just people from all different industries and businesses and things like that, and they do things like hot seats, where each participant will get up in front of the room and say, here's what's working in my life or my business, here's what's not working in my life or my business, I would like help with this, that, or whatever. I've been part of some where people say, hey, this is my give. So this is what I'm going to teach today. I'm going to teach my best strategy for whatever. And they might teach for 10 or 15 minutes to the group, to the mastermind. And then they might say, okay, and here's my ask. And they say, I'm having trouble with this, or I'm struggling with that, or I can't figure out how to launch my podcast or whatever. I would love to get some insight from everybody here in the room. And then everybody shares that. So there's lots of ways to do masterminds. But I think the critical piece is, one, are you getting involved in one? If not, you should be. And two, maybe you should think about launching your own and leveraging that. One of the things that cracks me up about Russell Brunson, he's the co-founder of ClickFunnels. He's written a bunch of books, Dotcom Secrets, Expert Secrets. He's got a new one coming out called Traffic Secrets. I'll put a link to his current books in the show notes so you have access to them. But one of the things that cracks me up is he runs this event called Funnel Hacking Live. It's a four-day conference where it's really a ClickFunnels user conference, but really the whole time they don't talk about the software specifically. They talk about the mindset and the skill set and the strategies and the techniques that you need to be successful to grow your business online. And the software is just something that helps you do that. But Russell often says, listen, this is just a selfish thing for me, where I like to get a bunch of really smart people in this room to teach us the cool things they're doing in the world. And so he had, just at this last one, some of the big names you might recognize include Ryan Holiday, Tom Bilyeu, Tony Robbins, people like that, so like big keynote speakers. And he had those folks come in and teach us. And while that wasn't a mastermind per se, it was a conference, Russell then left there and went to Puerto Rico, where he had an actual mastermind with people like Lewis Howes, Prince E.A., Jay Shetty, Brendon Burchard, Jenna Kutcher, Allison Prince, Dean Graziosi, David Bach. And I just left out a whole bunch of people, but Todd Dickerson, there was a bunch of people there. And while I don't know exactly what they did at their mastermind, all those people are very, very smart when it comes to packaging information and selling it online, courses, seminars, coaching packages, things like that. And my guess is that they probably talked about some of that stuff, what's working for them, what has stopped working for them, things like that. So my encouragement to you is, if you can find a mastermind to participate in, do it. Sometimes they're paid things. Oftentimes they're paid things, because we know that people who pay attention. So maybe there's an investment involved. And if you can't find a mastermind, or there's not something out there that makes sense for you, then consider starting your own. I'm going to be sharing some resources with you in a couple episodes where we have some exercises and some other things that can help you pull out some of the expertise, get at some of the knowledge out of their heads, or you actually become what we call a knowledge broker. So you get a lot of smart people in a room, and maybe you're the one that facilitates it and really brings it out. I'll give you an example. I have done a mastermind locally where I brought together a bunch of people who are in the real estate space. So we had people who do commercial real estate. We had commercial realtors, realtors. We had residential realtors. We had mortgage lenders and bankers. We had inspection people. We had developers. We even had somebody from the county inspection. So some of the things they're looking at. We had like wastewater and septic treatment people there as well, because the area that I live in, yes, it's serviced by some municipal water supply and plumbing, but for the most part, there are septic tanks and wells. So we had some of those people in the room. And even though I am not in that space, I have learned through some of the tools that I've got access to, and we'll share with you in a couple episodes, that it doesn't matter. I don't need to be a subject matter expert. I can be the knowledge, quote, knowledge broker, and pull the information out of these folks. And if we get all these smart people in the room that are, you know, top of their game in what they're doing, and they start sharing ideas and techniques with each other, then we believe through the abundance mindset that instead of worrying about the slice of the pie that we're going to get, meaning in order for our slice to get bigger, yours has to get smaller, we think more about how can we grow the pie all together, right? Because then our slices will all just get better, bigger and better. It's almost like the idea of a rising tide lifts all boats, right? So brought all those people together. We spent half a day just going through some exercises, and I led them through some stuff. And people left there going, oh my gosh, I never thought about this, or I never considered that, or I never thought of a partnership like this, or that's really cool, we should do that, or that's something that I'd not considered in our little segment or niche of the industry. But if it's working over there, I wonder if I could be using that over here, things like that. So like everybody left that day going like, man, that was really awesome. And so you could do a similar thing in your own community where you get a bunch of service professionals together. Maybe you find the best plastic surgeon and dentist and orthodontist and chiropractor and whatever. And you can bring a lot of those people together and say, listen, this is really cool that we have these businesses that are growing, but could we figure out how to grow our businesses collectively? Are there referral programs that we could do together, things like that? And what are you doing in your business for your marketing? I wonder if that would work over in my market, you know, what I'm doing in my market, things like that. And instead of working from a scarcity mindset, this is where you truly, truly do work from an abundance mindset. And that has to be the precursor of this mastermind concept. It has to be the idea that you're going to go in there and share the best that you got, because then everybody shares with each other. And oftentimes, there needs to be a level of privacy in that people in the group can't go and then share those techniques with other people. It's that they use that information for their own business, and that in that mastermind, there's a little bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say a secret, but like they're working together for the collective good or for the people in the group. Because if you went into an environment like that and people taught everything they knew, and then you left that environment and you went and then you taught everything you learned there, that kind of defeats the purpose of what's going on, right? Now you could start a mastermind and maybe have a small group of people and just talk about, hey, here are some things that I picked up in this other mastermind I was in, and I started to do them in my business, and here's what it looks like. And then you can teach from that framework. But There has to be some level of privacy within the group as well. So you have the abundance piece, but then you also have the privacy piece of you're not just going to go and teach us. You know, same thing happened at this Funnel Hacking Live event I was at. There's lots of people who didn't invest to go to the event. They didn't pay the $1,000. They didn't pay for the hotel room. They didn't pay for the flight. They didn't pay to get the food that week. They didn't make the sacrifice required, and they were asking for recordings of the event and notes of the event and all kinds of stuff like that. And I was like, well, I can give you some highlights, but no, I'm not going to give you everything that went on in that room. One, that's their intellectual property. But two, no, make the investment yourself to come do this, and then maybe we'll chat, right? So again, people who pay attention. So that's all I want to chat with you about today was the mastermind. If you are not participating in a mastermind, you should probably try to find one. If you can't find one, then perhaps maybe you should start one. And if you're struggling with those things, like I said in a couple episodes, we're going to have some resources from some friends of mine who can help you with all of that. So you can unpack the knowledge of the people in your community, in your niche, in your industry, so that you can all take your businesses to another level and essentially unleash the awesome in your own little community. So that's all I got for now. Until next time, go unleash your awesome on the world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.